Sally Abbott here, and welcome to the July edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. I do hope you've managed to stay cool and well hydrated during the exceptionally oppressive heat we've experienced at the end of June. And before I go any further, I'd like to say a big thank you on behalf of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine team to Susan Moynihan, who took the trouble to send a lovely note expressing her appreciation for the June recording. The magazine cover this month is another fresh image created by Nigel Wallace in the nostalgic, clean-lined style of the vintage travel posters made popular by the railways in days gone by. The view is of Weybourne and looks up at, as the Norfolk coast path stretches away from yellow gorse bushes in the foreground and winds around the grassy cliff top. A couple with backpacks follow the path, glancing over the sandy bay sitting beneath the chocolate-coloured cliff face. White cotton wool clouds puff up from behind the green cliff top, and the bright blue sky is punctuated with a couple of white letter M's, suggesting seagulls in flight. A truly simple but bright and evocative scene. This month, we speak with Jenny Laville, manager of the very first RHS Sandringham Flower Show, a landmark moment for the county. We catch up with Norfolk-born actor Rupert Everett, who returns to our screens in the second series of Jilly Cooper's Rivals, the most talked about TV series of the year so far. July is a month for celebration, and this year, two of Norfolk's best love festivals reach remarkable milestones. The King's Lynn Festival marks its 75th anniversary, continuing its rich tradition of bringing world-class music and performance to historic venues across the town. Meanwhile, the much-loved Worstead Festival celebrates 60 years of championing rural life, crafts and community spirit. As always, this issue is packed with ideas to help you make the most of the season. So whether you're planning days out and cultural highlights, or simply enjoying the slower pace of summer, we hope this issue provides inspiration. Our readers this month are Carolyn Wood, John Francis, Jill Jewell and Kevin Ford. Right, let's begin.